the show and figured this,
this would be the easiest way to get one.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Okay. Figured this would
pretty
be
pretty easy.
This would be the easiest way to get one, Derek Badachick.
With when me you on say the... one, you mean a show. Not
yeah,
just
that's...
one.
Not what you
one
mean...
is the lowliest number that you, there you, ever you, be.
Two can be as bad as one, though.
Not as much.
Not as much?
Well,
I was told it was the loneliest number since the number one.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's wasn't what you were saying, but that's okay. All right.
Circular logic.
That is some circular logic right there. With me on the show today, I have a special treat.
It's
normally,
me.
It is him. Normally, I have another comedian or actors
yes.
or my sidekick and producer,
yes.
Phil Allen. Today,
Phil Allen, good man.
He is a good man.
He knows how to produce a show.
Have you met him?
No.
Okay. Well, that's...
Well, I hear some good things.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, that's good enough. That's a compliment. It's just still odd.
It's a compliment, yes.
But it's
an
odd...
I'm here to build people up.
Okay. With me today is comic book... What is it? Comic book company owner.
Yes.
Proprietor, if I'm saying that word right. And Mr. I'm sorry, is it your first name? Realizing McQueen?
McQueen,
okay. Is that your first
capital
name?
Capital M, little C, little Q,
little Q.
U. Let me finish spelling.
Okay, finish.
Capital M, lowercase C, lowercase Q, lowercase U, lowercase E, lowercase E, lowercase E, capital N.
Capital N?
McQueen.
With three E's.
Well, the one E is silent.
The one?
Yes.
Only one of them?
Yes.
Okay. The one E is silent.
Because then it would be McQueen. And that's crazy.
I know. That would be weird, right? So far, everything's fine. But the capital N at the end of your name?
Yes.
All right.
They wanted to go with a capital Q. I'm like, what are you going? Up and down, up and down. We have capital M, lowercase C, low capital Q, lowercase U. Hey, you want a capital... Here's what we do.
Who wanted to go with a capital Q? Who was that?
My ancestors. Oh. From the old school, the old country.
The old country. Well, nobody said the old country since 1950. What are you talking about?
That's how far back we go.
Nobody. You know what? Fair enough. Okay, well, McQueen. I still haven't
yes?
gotten... Okay. You are... Now, me and you met at Comic-Con
in San Diego. Comic-Con.
Yes.
Lovely people.
Now, I met you. Comic-Con is lovely people, you
yes,
met?
They
okay.
are.
Yeah, well,
a little strange. They like to dress
strange.
Up with their favorite characters. They walk around like they're nuts. But they're a group of lovely people. I think some of them even go to work that way. And they do documentaries about themselves, dressing up like their favorite... Powerful people, and I don't understand, but okay, yeah, it's each their own.
I just want to say, I know this is early in the show, but I'm very, I think your verbiage is very interesting.
What does that mean?
The way you use your words is interesting the way that
oh,
you
Oh, my
grab.
Verbiage, oh, I thought you meant the clothes I was wearing, the way I dress.
You thought verbiage meant your clothes?
No, I thought the way you meant it was about my clothes.
Oh, okay.
See, there's
that's,
a difference.
Well, yeah, there is certainly a difference. I'm not entirely sure how you could see that verbiage meant.
It's lovely to be on the Breaking Darren Banachek's show here. What is it? What are we doing? But what is it called? The broadcast?
The
podcast?
That's not the name
I love
of my
the
show.
Podcastual experience so far. Very nice. Very different from what I thought it'd be.
What did you, first of all,
well,
I just
first of all,
say,
I thought it'd be in a studio, not in a car.
This is my studio.
Yes, apparently so, and it's very nice. You can move around. We can go places and still do the show.
I just
and you're a little low on gas. I gotta tell you.
I just wanted to tell you before. Yeah, no, I'm gonna get gas after we're done
yes,
here.
Yes, please, because I don't know how much the show is making if you're you're running on fumes there.
Just real fast, that's not the name of my show, and my name isn't Darren.
Darren.
I don't know if you, no, it's not Darren, it's Derek.
Got it.
Derek is the name.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Now, so on with the show.
Yes, on with the show. We met at Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con, right.
Yes.
Before you got off track about the car and everything.
I'm the one who got off track there.
That's okay.
I'm glad you're all right with it. Now, you are the proprietor and owner yes. of a comic book company.
Marvel Comics, yes.
Wait a minute, Marvel Comics?
Marvel Comics.
You own Marvel Comics?
Yes, I do.
All right, so you own the company that has, like, Spider-Man and all those guys.
What is that?
What? You don't know Marvel Comics.
We don't have a character spider. We do have a character Man of Spiders.
Man
that
of
we
Spiders.
Have. We have of course Dude Purpulous, the Tia Silent. We have Mrs. Jacobs,
the
banker.
Wait, dude, who is that second character?
One of our main characters, Dude Purpulous, the Tia Silent.
I'm not familiar with that character. Who is
you? Wait a minute. Have you ever heard of Marvel Comics?
I have, yes. I mean, I have.
And you haven't heard of Dude Purpulous, the Tia Silent? How have you not heard of him?
Well, he doesn't ring a bell unless he's been developed in the past few years, because I'm a huge Marvel Comics fan. And
Tell me some of the titles you read. Let's see what we're talking about.
Well, some of the big titles in Marvel are X-Men, yeah, Spider-Man, X-Men. Fantastic Four.
Wait a second. You're talking about Marvel.
Marvel?
You're talking about Marvel Comics. Okay, I'm Marvel Comics. M-A-R-V-L-E, Comics.
Wait a minute, M-A-R-V-L-E?
Marvel Comics, yes. You're talking Marvel Comics.
Oh, boy.
That's a different animal altogether.
Well, I have been misinformed, but that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, you have, and apparently so have I, because I thought this was Darren Banachek's show.
The Darren Banachek show is what you thought you were going
to
be on?
Yes. Hang on. Note to self. Fire my publicist. Okay, next question.
I think I might fire mine as well, but...
You don't have... I thought you didn't have one.
I'll
got to hire one and then fire them.
I will find somebody to fire.
Yes.
Don't worry about that.
Maybe Phil.
I won't fire Phil. I'm definitely going to have a stern
talk.
He's
the only one you got working with you right now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, you got Marvel Comics with an L-E. Let's go with it. Would you say Dude Purpulous?
The T is silent.
Dude Purpulous, the T is silent. You have to say the T is silent after
Well, that's how you spell a man's name. It's Dude, D-U-D-E, of course.
Of course.
Purpulous, the T is silent. P-E-R-P-U-L-O-U-S. T.
And the T is silent.
It is.
And that's Dude Purpulous.
The T is silent. Now you get it.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Dude Purpulous.
Purpulous. He's one of our most beloved characters in Marvel Comics universe time. He does a lot of things. He's very frugal, but gets things done.
What are some of his superpowers?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Darren. Dude Purpulous, the T is silent, can do awesome wonders of display.
Awesome wonders of display?
I just said that.
I know you just said that, but what does it mean? What is an awesome wonder of display as far as a superpower goes?
Well, let's see. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
With some of the things that Dude Purpulous, the Tia Silent, can do.
All right.
He's been in a hot air balloon. And camping.
Wait a minute.
He can control fire.
Okay, he can control fire. Because I was a little confused because I thought you just said a superpower was he was in a hot air balloon.
I wasn't done.
I know you weren't done, but I didn't think you needed to finish because that right there kind of.
Didn't you hear the comma in my voice?
No,
it was a distinct comma. Yes. Anyway, he can control fire. He can make fire.
He can make fire.
He can make fire with his hands.
With his hands. He's like pyrokinetic.
Who?
He's like a pyrokinetic, like he can start and control
fire.
No,
he's from Holland. He's Dutch.
What? He has the ability to start fire.
Yes, whenever he wants to.
Okay.
As long as he has matches.
Wait, what?
He can make fire with one match.
I can make fire with one match.
You are not Dude Purpulous. That's silent.
That's very true. But my point is, I've asked you for some superpowers. So far, you've told me that...
He controls fire. He's a nice guy. He'll bend over backwards for you.
Okay, that's great, but that's...
He can bend over
being
backwards.
A nice, he can bend over backwards.
Absolutely. When he really cares about somebody, he bends over backwards for
okay,
them.
Okay, so that's...
He goes above and beyond a Call of Duty.
That's a figure of speech, but I thought you meant he could contort his body superhumanly. That's what...
Oh, what are you, crazy?
I know, right? No, here's... Wait, the thing is, I've asked you for some superpowers from Dude Purpulous, and so far, what I've gotten from you is that he was in a hot air balloon, he went camping, and he uses matches.
He was in a hot air balloon. Issue 312. It was issue 312. He was in the hot air balloon episode of the comic, and it was very scary. You know how high he was?
I'm sure he was very...
The balloon got away. He had to use his amazing thinking powers to figure out how to get the balloon down, so he shot at it.
What? He shot at it?
He shot at the balloon. It came tumbling down. He broke his ankle. But thank God, he could have been killed.
Well, thank God for that. I mean, I'm happy. Wait a minute. Look, here's...
What is the problem?
This is the problem.
He's a big comic seller. Okay? He 275 does. People can't be wrong. They love him.
275 people.
That is correct.
Well, that certainly doesn't
they
seem
love
like
him.
A
they
large
go, he's
amount,
the best superhero there is.
All right, okay. Well, you know what? A fan base is a fan base.
Yes.
Even if it's 275 people now.
Well, this because we've polled people.
Okay, you polled people.
We continue to poll people. Absolutely.
Okay, so you actually have, like, some polls in which people... You know, we'll vote on...
Vote.
Like, yeah, put out a question and it's a poll.
We put out a question with the poll.
Wait a minute, with the... I'm not sure I follow.
We have anywhere from 600 to 900 5-foot to 8-foot metal poles with a spike on the end.
Whoa.
And a tennis ball on the spike.
A tennis ball
and
on the
then
spike.
And we do crowd control, and while we're polling people, we're herding them back into the corral. We say, because they get a little upset, because sometimes the tennis ball falls off, they get a little prick. And I'm not saying anybody has that. Get that.
Hold on. Whoa.
And then we ask them questions to take the edge off.
Okay, time out.
Along with the tennis ball.
Time out. Are you telling me that you prod people with a pole?
We don't prod them. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm illegal all over again. We gently nudge them with our poles, and we say, hey, get back over here. Where are you going over there?
Wait a minute. Why are you nudging them with a pole? I've missed this.
Crowd control. What do you mean?
Crowd control?
Let me paint the picture better for you this
Please
way.
Do.
And don't interrupt me, Darren, because then I'm going to start all over again. All right, what happens is you have a crowd, and when you're in the comic book industry, you know crowd control is part of it. You have a crowd. Don't interrupt me, Darren. Let me finish.
I don't know how crowd control is part of the comic book industry.
I'm trying to explain this to you, and you're not listening.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Continue.
Here we go again.
I don't know why, but...
Here we go again. Crowd. I get me and my guys. I don't always go, but for the most part, I went to this one. Because Dude Purpulous, the Tea of Silence, is very dear to my heart. I wanted to know what people thought.
Well, you know, you care about your art.
Absolutely. So as I'm counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 275. Actually, it was 267, 12 people left. They got away from us. But it's like sometimes you lose some.
267 and 12 people left?
Yes! That's how it works in the industry. You're counting backwards to figure out what your gain is.
It's not even correct math.
It's okay. It's the new math.
The new math.
Yes, it's still new.
It's a metric math.
Well, there's this new math, but trying to work out some of the kinks. It's not perfect, Gary. We don't live in a perfect world.
You don't just make a new math.
This is the new math. It's new. Anyway.
It doesn't matter how
many
times.
You're laughing, and this is the way we do things in business with the comic books.
I have a little tickle in my throat.
I'm trying to explain about the poll, please.
Okay.
Very serious.
Let's just go to the poll. I'm sorry, I have a little tickle in my throat. I apologize.
You don't go to the poll. You have the poll.
Right, you have the poll.
Right. Now, here's what we do. 275 people, we start gently nudging them. Now, if it's early in the morning, especially like around 4:30 in the morning, people don't like to be nudged with a cold metal rod. As they've told, hey, don't nudge me with that cold metal rod early in the morning. Wait at least till noon.
That much is
true. And I say, wait a minute, look, we got to get this thing done. We got to herd you people. If you wouldn't have been a crowd in the first place, you wouldn't have this problem. So really, you got to blame yourself. Anyway, as we nudge them, once in a while, the tennis ball falls off the tip, and someone gets a little jab, and they start a little bit of blood to happen.
Well, so what, you stab people with the ball?
No, we don't stab, man. It just sometimes happens. That's why we put a tennis ball on the end, so no one gets
hurt.
Why
does it have a spike in the first place?
How else would you put a tennis ball on? How else would it stay on?
Okay.
All right. So we say, hey, listen, what do you think of Dude Purple? At the aside, they go, oh, is that a weird comic guy? Hey, boom! And we hit them. When we don't like what they say, it's a negative thing, because we don't want to live in a negative world. Who wants that? Then they go, no, I like him. Well, so no, we say, okay, mark that down as one like, and then we do 275, and that's how 275 people love him.
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. Are you telling me that you go out with a metal pole with a spike on it and a tennis ball for some ridiculous reason? You think, oh, okay, metal spike,
we have
metal
these,
spike,
we have
put a
the,
tennis
we
ball
have
on
these
it.
Poles. We shave off the end with a sawed-off shotgun technique.
Okay. Hold on a minute. What did you say about a sawed-off shotgun?
I'm trying to tell you, Darren, you keep jumping on my words.
Okay, Derek, by the way.
Yes. We take a pole. We saw off the top of them with a sawed-off shotgun technique of sawing.
Oh, okay. So you don't actually have a sawed-off
shotgun.
No,
we're not criminals. We're not killing. We love the people.
But for some reason, you prod them with metal poles.
Let me finish, please. Okay. Darren, what's going on here?
I'm not sure.
I'm a guest on your show.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder why, but...
Then we file it down to a very sharp tip, and then we get a tennis ball and stick it on the end so no one gets hurt. And we have a bunch of these things.
You have a bunch of those things.
Metal poles. They're very heavy.
Okay. You know what? Why don't we talk a little bit more about characters in this Marvel with an L-E comic book universe?
Marvel Comics and Stan Lee, my favorite employee.
Stan Lee?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. So Stan Lee, he's actually the creator and editor-in-chief of the real... Well, as you would say, Marvel. So that...
Marvel. Why do you keep bringing up Marvel?
Because you said
about
Stan Lee.
My beloved... Yeah, Stanley Drummond.
Oh, Stanley Drummond.
He's the president of our company.
So he's just a guy who happens to be named Stanley.
Stanley Drummond. As a matter of fact, there was a TV show back in the day called Different Strokes for Different Folks. And Conrad Baines was on there. He played an older man named Mr. Drummond. It was fashioned after Stanley Drummond.
What was the name of that show?
Different Strokes for Different People or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm a very busy man. I go out of time to watch TV.
No, I remember that shit. Well, the world don't move. Yeah.
To the beat of just one drummond, what might be right for you may not be right to have someone summoned. A man has come. He's a man of means. Then along comes you. He's got rice. You've got the beans. And this is Different Strokes for Different Folks.
I'm not sure.
Strokes for Different Folks.
I'm not sure those are the lyrics, but
it was a very fine show for its time, and then, but it wasn't as good as Good Times.
Florida. Florida, yeah,
yes.
I remember Florida.
Florida
Dynamite. And Jimmy
Dynamite.
Walker.
Hey,
Jimmy
there's
Walker.
Some dynamite over here. Be careful.
I don't think that's what he was saying. I don't think Jimmy Walker was walking around warning Florida that
Jimmy
there was dynamite.
Walker. Let me tell you something about Jimmy Walker.
All right, I'm listening.
That's all he did was walk around. He lived up to his name.
It's, you know what? Good for him.
Yes.
You know what? More power to Jimmy Walker.
Thank you. But more about Marvel Comics, please.
Okay, yes.
That's why I'm paying to be on the show.
Yes, of course. Of course, of course. Let's go back to Marvel Comics.
Yes.
All right, with an L-E. Why don't you tell me a little bit
You don't have to say
more.
That. With an L-E.
I feel like
you
I do
say
for
Marvel
some
Comics.
Reason.
It's not like you have to say Dude Purple, it's the T-Assignment. Because there's a reason you say the T-Assignment, because it is.
All right.
That's like me saying, so Darren, with two R's, how you doing today? You know, you don't say that.
Derek.
Yes.
Derek is my
yes.
name. That's, all right. Anyway, tell me a little bit more about Marvel Comics.
The Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Our flagship keynote character.
All righty.
Mrs. Jacobs.
Mrs. Jacobs.
Mrs. Jacobs. She's the principal of an old boy high school. And,
What is her superhero persona?
Yes, exactly. Her alias, her alter ego, her secret identity is Mrs. Eva Jacobs. Nobody ever puts it together. Wait. It's a hilarious thing.
Wait a minute. Her alias, her secret identity, yes, is Mrs. Eva Jacobs.
Yes.
So what's her superhero identity?
Mrs. Jacobs, say!
Wait a minute. Her superhero identity is just... She doesn't use her first name?
She well, did you ever... Have you ever... When you were in school, let's say, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're out in the supermarket, and you see one of your teachers. And you go... And maybe her husband is with her. And her husband says, "Hey, honey!" And you just, you know, happen to look up, and you're looking over, and you go, "Oh, my God, that's Mrs. Smith." Right? Yeah. You didn't recognize her as honey. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I didn't see her till I looked
over. It took a second for you to make the connection. Oh, wait, that's not, her name isn't Honey, that's Mrs. Smith. It took you a second. And that's all Mrs. Jacob needs is 1 second to foil criminal activity.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's just let that go. What is her superpowers?
She's the principal of an old boys school. She rules with an iron fist.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that her superpower is that she's a principal of an all-boys school?
She actually has an iron fist.
Like her fist is made out of iron?
Yes, it is. Her fist is made out of iron.
Okay, well, you know what? That's actually superhero-ish,
yes,
unlike everything
it,
else so
she
far.
She won it at a convention that she was at for principals as a sort of a kudos. They
Wait,
gave her an iron fist.
She won her hand?
Oh, she won her hand, yes. She won her hand.
She won her... Like, I'm talking about... You mean that her hand...
Her hand is made out of pure iron.
Pure iron.
It's made out of iron.
Okay, so which
hand
is it?
And it's hers. Huh?
Which hand is it?
It's her iron fist.
Her left hand or her right hand?
Exactly. It's a, it's a right hand.
It's a right hand?
Yes.
So you're telling me that she does not have a flesh right hand?
Of course she does. She's not a mutant. She's not a freak. Of course she has a human right hand and a human left hand. They gave her an iron fist. It's like a sort of a statue of good work.
Oh, boy.
And she rules with it. Meaning there are some straight edges on the base of it, and whenever she needs to make a straight line, she takes this thing down. It's like 8 pounds.
Literally rules with
an
iron fist.
And she makes a rule. What's wrong with that?
Well, no, there's something wrong.
Better than using a circle to make a straight line. That's crazy.
You know what? You're right. That is crazy. But that's besides
the
point.
And there's her brother, Paul Jacobs, who's very, very wealthy, very well off.
Paul
Jacobs?
As a
matter of fact, dude Purpulous, the Tia Silent, the reason he could afford all these great toys and wonderful gadgets is because he's the beneficiary of Paul Jacobs' will.
But wait a minute. Dude Purpulous is the beneficiary. Dude Purpulous, the T is silent, is the beneficiary of Paul Jacobs' will.
Yes.
And so, here's the thing. I'm a little unclear here because I don't exactly understand what is super about any of these characters so far. Wait, is it Paul Jacobs' power
about...
that he had a will?
No, he has a will. Not had. He's not deceased.
Wait,
Paul
he's not
Jacobs
deceased.
Just happens to be very well off. He's a very smart
guy. Well,
then
how is being the beneficiary of his will helping Dude Purpulous?
Because of all the money that Paul has. What aren't you following here? I don't understand. 60 people can't be wrong.
60 people?
Well, that's how many we polled for that particular topic.
You keep polling people.
We have to keep polling people. We got to know what the people want.
What do you think?
We make it up on our... We sit on our bums all day.
That's
we actually have homeless people that we come and we sit on them. And we want to give them something to do.
It doesn't surprise me.
We're not sitting on our bums all day. We're out there in the trenches.
Okay, here's my question, because I'm not even sure who I am anymore here.
I know the feeling.
Real quick, excuse me. Real quick. So far, I've heard only a few characters from Marvel Comics, okay?
That's okay.
And yeah, I know it's okay, but it's... I like how you answered that as if I was saying, like, you know, I really only heard just a few characters from you so far. And you're like, it's okay, as if it's okay, things
I'm
are going to get better.
Trying to make you feel comfortable in your own studio here.
Listen, Listen, this is what I'm confused about. So far, you've told me a few characters.
I got more.
Wonderful
characters.
But none of them... All right, you know what? Rather than sit here and, like, sort of... excuse me. Rather than sit here and dwell on this, let's just move on. Let me hear a few more characters.
You say dwell?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said something else for a minute.
Okay. All right. What did you think I said?
I thought you said my favorite thing that I love to do in all the world.
Okay, and that is?
Yelling!
I noticed that. I did notice that you're kind of a fan of that, but that's...
Love it!
What? Why do you love it so much?
Because it's loud. People can hear it from miles away.
I have a feeling that that comes in handy when you're polling and doing crowd control.
No, I keep my mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut?
Oh, please. I don't need people to know I'm doing that.
What do you mean you don't need people to know you? They can see you.
I wear a mask.
Okay, so...
A mask made out of masking tape. That's what it's for, to make masks.
That's what you think masking tape is
that's
for.
That's what it's definitely it's for. Definitely.
So it's just a whole bunch of, like, masking tape together.
Right. I have a mask made in the image of Scott Aukerman. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Scott Aukerman?
Yes. He's a little known comic on the West Coast, and people have no idea who I am. So that's how I like to keep it. Anyway, go ahead.
Breaking Bad owes an apology to Scott Aukerman.
Breaking what?
Breaking Bad.
Who's that?
That's the show.
Oh, what? His?
No, mine.
Oh,
this is the show you're on.
Oh,
yeah.
Darren, I'm so sorry.
Instead of what my name is
next.
Not Darren. Excuse me.
Next question.
All right.
Please.
Okay. Next question. I think we were going a little bit into. All right. You know what? We'll forget that. Let's talk about Comic-Con. Okay. Let's talk about how we met. All right.
Yes.
I met you briefly.
Yes.
Okay. I met you very briefly.
It was a wonderful time in the bathroom. I couldn't believe you were asking me questions.
Well, I mean, I was a little curious as to you know what? You kind of seemed like you were just sort of wandering around.
Well, I was looking for the bathroom. Well, I had to, you know, when nature calls, you can't say, hey, they listen to nature. Can I call you back in a couple minutes? I'm kind of pissed.
I'm aware of that.
Nature's like, no, now.
I'm aware of that. But here's...
I was talking to the man in there. I didn't understand why he was standing there handing people towels. I thought he was like a bum asking for money.
No, he's just, that's his job.
What is that called?
What is what
that
called?
That position. Concierge of the bathroom.
The concierge. I think it's just sort of, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know.
You don't know what it is.
No,
like everyone in the world, he's a bum.
He's not a bum. He's just
I cannot
to make
believe
a
somebody
living.
Would pay him to stand there while people relieving themselves.
That
of
is,
urine and waste.
Okay, that is literally the oddest way you could possibly put that. I
hey, would you like a towel? I'll get my own. I know what I gotta do.
Is that what you're worried?
Surprised he doesn't come by and offer like, a little shake. I don't know.
You feel like he's encroaching on what you need to do? Or
I am not one to judge if somebody has insect problems, if they're infested with roaches. I don't have a problem with that. Just get me out of there.
Okay, here's the thing. What were you doing at Comic-Con? That's what I want to know. Because
we met
briefly, and I really didn't know.
We had a Dude Purpulous, a Tia Silent panel there.
You had a panel?
We had a panel at the show, yes.
Okay, it was about Dude Purpulous?
Of course.
Okay, who was on the panel?
Dude Purpulous, Atiyah Silent.
Dude Purpulous, Atiyah Silent was on. The character, the fictional character, was on
yes,
the
Yes, he's
panel.
On the panel. We had to have it outside, if you remember.
I remember briefly seeing something from the... I'm not exactly sure.
It was 8 foot by four. It was an 8 foot by 4 foot panel of Dude Purpulous,
it was an
Silent
actual
painted
panel.
It on the panel. Yeah, that
a wooden panel.
It is a wooden panel. So you did see it.
I'm asking you had
it's the newest oldest way of making comics.
It's the newest oldest way.
8 foot by 4 foot panels, one panel on each side with 6 2x4s in the middle to hold it all together with the screws and stuff. And we painted black, then we painted white, then we painted black. Then we painted white again, and then we started painting on the thing.
Hold on a second, McQueen. Are you,
not me, my the artist.
Are you telling me that you print your comics on 8x4 foot wooden panels?
No.
No.
We paint them on 8x4 wooden panels.
Wait, every single one you paint?
Hand-painted, yes.
hand-painted
it's
panels.
It's not easy. I'll tell you that.
You know what? To tell you the truth, I believe
you. We pay the artists a lot of money in food.
A lot of money and food?
Money in food.
Money in food?
Yes. You know, let's say we pay them with potato chips. Those are the entry-level positions. People who've been
Wait a minute. You mean you actually just give people food?
Yeah, well, as we give our artists food. Then hire, like, if you're with the company for more than 5 years, then we pay you in nacho chips and salsa. You get a little bowl of salsa, too. Then the more executive levels...
5 years...
The more executive levels, we pay you with Swedish meatballs from Costco, and it goes up and up. The pay increases.
So you literally pay your artists with actual food products.
Yes, because they're going to go buy that anyway. Cut out the middleman, I say.
But there's other things that they would need.
Like what?
Well, for instance, money for rent and
we work 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day?
They don't have to rent and travel, nothing. They're right there all the time. It's like Google.
Are they like, do they sleep like they're on watch, like in those World War One movies? Where
we
like
do it 24 hours. Listen.
When do they sleep?
23 hours we're painting, and the 1 hour we're doing our taxes.
You didn't even figure in sleep. It's just the 1 hour is taxes.
Well, yeah, how many times you're blinking in a day?
No,
that counts as a level of sleep. In some circles.
I'm willing to dispute that.
Well, you can dispute it, but 1,200 people can't be wrong.
1,200 people.
We poll them about sleep issues.
Let me explain
how this went down. It was like a bunch of people that were mulling about it. Said, here's another crowd we got to control. And then we controlled them. We harnessed them all in. We led them to their little corral area. Where the chalk outlines were of the bodies. Anyway,
hold on a second. What? What chalk outlines?
Sometimes people get trampled. It happens.
People get trampled.
Yes, that's why the crowds need to be controlled and ask questions about Marvel comics.
You can't cause a trampling because of crowd control and then say, well, we got to do crowd control to prevent these tramplings. See, now that is circular logic, trademark. But listen. You can't just have, I'm confused here.
I know, but we don't live in a perfect world. Things go round and round, you can't explain it.
You have this way of blurring an argument with a statement that's not untrue. I don't know if you know that. You have this way of, you say something that's not totally false, but at the same time doesn't support
Right, because I'm the man of the truth that the people want.
I don't know about that, but look, I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm just not sure, because so far what I've heard from you is horrifying. I don't know if you understand.
I know. It's an ugly part of the business. I know. We always try and change it. Because people want to buy comics, and they form crowds. We got to control them. Say, hey, everyone's going to get your comic. It takes a little time to make them. Because they're 8-foot by 4-foot panels. Handmade.
Look, I don't...
So we poll these people about, hey, do you think... They're like, hey, leave us alone with those polls. So in order to calm them down, we say, yeah, listen. We want to ask you a question. They go, oh, what's the question? And we say,
What? To calm them down, you say, I want to ask you a question, and that calms them down?
Well, yeah, because nobody gives these people a chance to talk. Nobody wants to know what they think. So when we come, we go, hey, we're going to poll you. Get out of here. And they're like, hey, here's a load of that pole. Don't hear some of that pole. Hey, calm down. I want to answer your question. Oh, what's that? And we say, hey, do you think blinking in 23 hours, because the 1 hour for taxes, is enough for sleeping? And they go, yeah.
What you say is, do you think blinking is enough for sleeping?
In a 23-hour time period.
Which is a poorly crafted sentence.
Hey, I'm not John Adams, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. Why is that even a guy...
Because I'm not him.
I know you're not him, but I... You know what? Okay.
He's one of the writers of the Constitutional Clause.
Constitutional Clause?
Yeah, it's a little disclaimer on the bottom of the each page.
So he wrote the clause at the bottom.
On the bottom, right, if you gotta look.
Do you know what that clause is?
Yes, it says, don't bother with people that don't offer you anything or society.
Pardon me.
Don't offer society any kind of leverage to exist with each other.
Don't offer society any kind of leverage to exist with each other.
Don't offer people that don't offer society a chance to leverage and live with each other and coexist. He wrote that. I'm not saying it makes sense, but he wrote it. So I'm not him. Okay, next.
All right, yes, next.
In the Marvel Comic Universe, we have the Banker.
The Banker.
The Banker. He could fly.
He could fly?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere because this is the first time I've heard like a superhero element to one of your characters.
Yes.
So he has the ability to fly.
Yes, he does. He gets into his fleet of jets and he soars the skies.
Hold on a minute. He has a fleet of jets.
Yes.
And he gets on one
of them.
I'm sorry. He has one fleet of jets?
One fleet of jets. Yeah, the name of his jet is called a fleet of jets. He had it pinstriped.
So he owns...
And named it a fleet of jets.
He owns one jet,
because he doesn't understand the reason. Why should I buy a fleet of them when I have one I can call a fleet of them?
Okay, here's my issue, all right? The fact that he only owns one jet and calls it a fleet of jet is not nearly...
No, a fleet of jets, he calls it. Not a fleet of jet.
Okay, excuse me.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're right, that doesn't make sense. But here's my question.
Thank you.
He can fly through the air, you tell me.
With the greatest of ease.
Yes, in his jet.
Yes.
Which is called a fleet of jets.
Yes.
That is not a superpower.
He always carries around a black Sharpie with him as well, because sometimes as you're soaring great speeds through the air, sometimes some of the letters, they peel off a little bit. So he has to get out there when they land, and he has to touch them up with the black Sharpie.
With a Sharpie.
Well, those things are permanent ink.
I know it's permanent ink, but I was thinking that, for paper, I think on a side
anything, you could use it on metal. We use them on the poles all the time. We write our names on the poles, because sometimes, like, I'll say, hey, Rick. Rick is one of our... That's my pole. He goes, no, that's my pole. I said, no, look, turn it around. You see, it says McQueen. Oh, it says McQueen with the black Sharpie. Thank you, Sharpie Corporation. And then I take my pole and...
Corporation?
Yes.
Okay.
Corporation.
And I'm pretty sure that's not a word, but... You got
in the industry.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not
in the... You gotta be in the industry.
I gotta be in the industry to know a fake word.
It's not a fake word if you don't know it. Go ahead.
No, that is actually... See, you did it again, where you take a statement that's not completely false, but also doesn't support anything you just said.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question. Let's stay on the Banker for a minute. The Banker. Let's stay
Marvelous hero.
Okay. Marvelous woman, L-E. O-U-S.
Excuse me?
The T is silent.
Exactly.
Is that the first thing I've said you understood so far?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'm trying to keep it going here.
Yeah, let's keep it going. All right. Let's talk about the Banker for a minute. So far, he could fly on his jet, which...
A
fleet of jets, which is the name of his one jet.
Well, how many jets are you going to fly on simultaneously? You have to have some kind of super ability to do that. Go ahead.
See, that's
people won't be able to relate to that.
Where does his super... Does he have a lot of money because he's a banker?
Yes.
Okay, and does he use it for, like, super gadgets?
No, he's a banker. He has access to a lot of money.
Superhero.
Listen, Darren. He's the banker. He has access to a lot of money because he's in a bank. He makes, $42,000 a year.
Okay, so he just has a pretty steady job with a decent salary.
Yes.
All right, but how does that translate? A lot of the superpowers you presented so far are just occupations. You told me Mrs. Jacobs, her superpower is that she's a principal.
Rules with an iron fist.
Yeah, I know, but...
Next question.
So the banker is just, it sounds like he just has a good job and somehow has a jet.
This is true as well. And of course, there's the hammer.
The hammer. Okay, tell me about the hammer.
The hammer is a former bodybuilder.
A former bodybuilder.
He had to retire due to unforeseen circumstances that caused him to retire.
Okay.
Very shady. No one really knows why he had to leave the world of that industry. So he has a hammer. It's an air hammer he carries around.
An air hammer?
Yes. It's an air hammer. It's a bright brown, handle. And a bright yellow bunker, I think they call it in the industry. And he goes around kids and he goes bonk, bonk on their heads. And they love it.
Wait a minute. The hammer, who is a former bodybuilder.
Very big man.
You didn't get to any superpowers.
He hits kids over the heads without killing them.
That's not really a superpower. He's got a fake hammer. It sounds like he just likes to, you know, he loves kids, which, and not in the weird way.
Thank you.
My point is, it sounds like, okay.
So the hammer, right?
Yeah, the hammer.
His arch nemesis is Nap-Nap. Nap-Nap is an alien from another world.
Okay, wait a minute.
He's made out of napkins.
All right, this is what I've been searching for throughout the entire interview, is something comic book-like.
Why didn't you ask?
I've been asking.
Darren, no offense, but I didn't hear you ask me one question about the...
That's not my name.
Comic books.
It's not my name. Listen.
Are you okay? Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
I had some coffee through the nose. Very painful.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
But it's a price you pay for the comics.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. All for the craft. Okay. Now, real quick, Nap-Nap, I believe his name was.
It is.
He's an alien.
From another world. He's made completely out of napkin.
All right, that
material
sounds not too good, but the fact that you have an alien is now a fantastical element. I've been searching for this throughout the interview.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about Nap. He's the Hammer's arch nemesis.
Arch nemesis can't live without him, unfortunately.
Can't live without him?
Nah, well, you know how these things go. You got the supervillain, the superhero, and if one cancels out the other one ceases to exist in the current form, and I gotta go get a regular full-time job.
Which apparently is a superpower.
No, but it's not.
It's not.
That's what I'm telling you!
That's how you're telling me the opposite before, but that's...
Anyway.
Okay, anyway. So, you have Nap-Nap, who is the arch nemesis of the Hammer. Can you tell me a little bit about Nap-Nap?
Nap-Nap floats down into the Earth's atmosphere. I'm going to paint it so that the lip might... Yeah, I know, because I know we have a lot of comic book fans out there that love Marvel, and they want to listen, and I'm going to give you a little audio book treatment of that we're working on for Nap-Nap. Okay, Nap-Nap. And I read them.
You read them.
Well, they like to know someone. Oh my gosh, it's McQueen, and he's reading the comics for us. Okay.
But you read them for... Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah,
let's
book
go.
On 8-track.
8-track?
Well, you gotta use the latest technology to stay going with the times.
All right.
Nap-Nap floats into the Earth's atmosphere, and he hovers over things that try and breathe oxygen. And as they're trying to breathe the oxygen, Nap-Nap covers them with his napkin-like body and suffocates them.
Then,
Hammer turns around and sees Nap-Nap, and he takes his air hammer, and he threatens Nap-Nap with the air hammer because Nap-Nap thinks it's a regular hammer, although it's not because it's made out of air. And he goes, I'm going to throw this at you, Nap-Nap. And Nap-Nap says, please, the hammer, leave me alone. I'm only doing what I know how to do, and that's kill people with my napkin-like body, suffocating them so no oxygen can penetrate my velveteen sheen.
Well, real question.
I'm in the middle of reading.
I know, but he's like, I'm going to throw this at you, Nap-Nap. I thought that was an interesting line.
Well, he gives him a chance to not kill anymore. He's a gentleman, if nothing else.
Oh, you know what?
So
good for
then
him.
Nap-Nap... Okay. I gotta find my... Oh, here's my notes. So then the hammer puts down the hammer. And Nap-Nap says, aha! Gotcha! The guy's already dead. I'm flying off to the next guy. And suffocate him, too. And then Hammer wakes up and goes,
wait a minute. So
that
this
was a crazy dream.
So in this scene, he's having a nightmare about his arch nemesis.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, what happens when he actually sees his arch nemesis?
What do you mean?
I mean, he was
having
a nightmare.
He sees him when
he
goes to dream because he had too much NyQuil. P.
Wait a minute, too much NyQuil?
P.
NyQuil P.
Yes.
You mean...
I can only say it like that. When I talk about them, they will not let us use the actual word, so we
say NyQuil
P. They
won't let us say NyQuil, so which we've already said a bunch of times.
So I add a P to the end of it.
So, yeah. Wait, the NyQuil P.
P. He had too much of it because it's 13% alcohol, and he was battling a flu, and he had a really crazy dream, and it was about this Nap-Nap guy, and who does not exist only in Hammer's dreams.
He only exists in a Hammer's dreams.
Right.
So it sounds like he just had way too much NyQuil.
He was tripping on NyQuil P.
He was tripping on the NyQuil P.
P. Right.
Sounds like he was tripping on the NyQuil pee and just had a weird dream, which will happen.
He was tripping on the NyQuil pee. Other people say he was tripping on the Light Fantastic. And he woke up and had a glass of milk. It didn't help anything. So he went to see his doctor. His doctor said, listen, you had too much NyQuil pee. You got to get over it. So, and the hammer said, all right, I'm sorry I wasted your time. And then he didn't get charged for the visit.
Well, that's nice of that doctor. This is all very confusing to me. I don't know if I'm the only one.
It's a complicated book.
I can't be the only one.
And you are the only one, I gotta tell you, Darren, because we've polled 2,700 people
and two,
and they can't be wrong, all of them. They can't all be wrong.
Well,
maybe one or two, but they can't all be wrong.
But maybe they can't all be wrong, but that's... It's hard for people to not agree with you when you're prodding them with a poll.
Exactly! That's why we do that! What do you think? You know how much power that yields us?
Okay.
So we take that element of argument right out of it. That's why we're known as cutting out the middleman. That's why we're as big as we are. Do I have what?
Do you have? Let's talk.
I have
about
a couple
more
here, yeah, and then we can characters. Get to some things I like to promote.
Okay, we'll promote them in a little bit. Let's try, for the love of God, for me to like try to understand some of this.
You don't have to try to understand; just understand.
It's not that simple.
Trying to go to the bathroom. You don't have to try; you just go.
The bathroom.
The bathroom, that's what I said.
Okay. Bathroom. But you just got to make sure that the guy who hands out the towels...
I don't need a bum in the bathroom. I'm already sitting on one.
You're sitting on a bum in the bathroom?
No, I'm sitting on a bum at my desk. Because we like to give the homeless people something to do.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't need a bum in the bathroom giving me a towel. Why does he even have towels? How about a paper? Why a towel? Why a cloth?
Yeah, he's just trying... It's his job. He's a bathroom attendant.
It's a lot of cloth.
All right.
Robert Mamaro Man is another hero of
Robert
ours.
Mamaro Man?
No. Robert Mamaro Man.
Robert Mamaro
Man.
Man.
There's a little... You hear the comma? You gotta listen for the commas. I tell my people that every day.
All right. I heard the comma. You have Robert Mamaro.
It's not Robert Mamaro Man. It's Robert Mamaro Man.
Robert Mamaro...
The
every
man
time
part
you say it,
utters
more...
a little level of disbelief and disappointment and a little like he's annoyed.
Robert Mamaro.
Man.
All right, could you tell me a little bit about Robert Mamaro?
Yes, it comes from the idea that Robert De Niro, the actor, is sitting down on his bum, because he uses them too.
He uses bums too?
Yes, he's watching
Robert
TV.
De Niro.
I'm trying to explain. I have a lot of powerful friends. Robert De Niro is one of them.
Is it?
Yes, so he's sitting on
I should see if I can get him on the show.
Okay. I'm sure I could arrange that.
You arrange that, but...
He's sitting on his bum, and he's watching TV. A movie comes on, and he sees Robert Mamaro, man, on the movie screen in his house, and it looks just like Robert De Niro, only his name is Robert Mamaro. So what Robert Mamaro, man, does... He does movies as Robert De Niro so well that Robert De Niro says, wait a minute, I didn't know I was in this movie. I don't remember getting paid. And Robert Mamaro, man, he takes Robert De Niro's money and drives off into the sun setting in the particular direction where he's going. So Robert De Niro gets wind of this and he goes, ah, Robert Mamaro. Man,
that's the origin of his name.
Yes.
Does the story progress beyond that? Or?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Some reason that doesn't surprise me.
One of the lesser-known characters. But that's okay. They can't all be winners.
Some people have a cult
following. They can't all be Dude Perpulous, the Thea Silent. They can't all, you know.
It definitely can't be that.
Now there's also Lady Wonderful.
Lady Wonderful.
She has an invisible plane. Oh. And she's very, very tall.
Wait, her name is Lady Wonderful.
She's full of wonder.
That's beside the point. You're telling me you have a character named Lady Wonderful.
Yes, who has an invisible plane
and is very tall.
Very tall.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to get to how that's totally not okay to have in your company. I will just talk about the fact that... All right, you know what?
Why is it okay?
It's
go ahead.
Well, it reminds me of a certain other character from
Wonder Woman Man.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Man. She's from Marvel.
She's not even from that company.
I know. DC bought her from Marvel.
DC?
DC.
DC.
DC. Yeah, what'd I say?
It's DC. There's two.
Darren, splitting hairs!
Not my name.
Again!
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Why don't we talk about...
The invisible plane.
The invisible plane. Okay, let's talk about the invisible plane.
It has two options on her invisible plane.
Two options, okay.
Land and sky.
Well, land and sky, okay. So that's... She has like a cloaking device?
Yes, she does. Okay. One is called sky, one is called land. She has these tremendous tops that have sky painted on them. And then also the letters, S-K-Y, so she knows, oh, that's
so
the sky. Then she has one with land scenes painted on, like rabbits running, kids playing on another top, and it says land on that. So when she's on the land, she throws the thing on there and flies around on the land so no one sees her. And then when she's in the sky, she has the sky top on there, but she's trailing on a rope the land top. So all of a sudden, let me explain this. This is the best part. She's flying around. You don't see her because she has a sky top on the plane. But then you see this land scene flying around. You go, hey, look at those rabbits in the air. And these kids playing.
Here's the thing.
Somebody help them. They're going to fall down.
Well, first of all.
Out of the sky.
Not even going into how it's pretty much impossible to fly with a tarp covering your plane.
There's a little hole in the front of it. Come on.
You didn't explain that. It's got a little hole.
Well, she's got to see.
Why did I ever question that, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah, no. Not even going into the fact that it's not really invisible. It has tarps that look like things
They're tied down. It takes her hours to put these on.
You know what? She must be tenacious. But the fact that when she has the tarp.
She's not sick a day in her life.
No, that means, like, you know, sort of, she really wants
I thought you said she had tendonitis.
You got that from Tenacious because it has the first three letters that are the same?
Darren, no offense, but you sounded like you mispronounced it already. Go ahead, finish.
Derek.
Yes.
Yeah, Derek.
My name is McQueen, but I'll let it slide.
I know what you're... Oh, boy. Listen, it's... the fact that she has to fly with a tarp that, oh yeah, it has a little hole that she could see, but it's a tarp. It doesn't change how it looks, so you can still see the difference with the sky there, but also the fact that she trails just another tarp that's made for the land for no apparent reason. How is this?
Well, she can't fit this thing in the plane. It's huge.
I'm sure it is, but how does that...
fishing line so you don't see it.
You don't see the fishing line.
You just see land going by.
Which is...
And the same thing on the ground. When she's flying around on the ground, she's trailing sky with her, the sky top, and people go, oh, there's a piece of sky on the floor here.
So, wait a minute. People just go, there's a piece of sky on the floor.
Moving around. What's going on?
Gotta get this back up in the sky.
We got that idea from the Chicken Little story.
Oh, the sky is falling.
That's how we got. We said we should make a hero called Lady Wonderful, and based on that Chicken Little thing with the sky falling.
I like how it's just based on the Chicken Little thing. The sky is falling. You know, based on that little Chicken Little thing right there.
Who's that an impression of?
That's nobody. Don't worry about it.
Sounded familiar a little bit.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. I.
What do we do now?
I think. I have an idea.
I like that intro, by the way.
You like the intro?
Very catchy.
Oh, yeah, I got another one for you.
What's that?
I got this one.
I like that one intro. Who's that guy talking? What's his name?
JJ.
JJ. What's his name, though?
I know him as JJ.
You just said two letters, the same letters to me.
Well, that's what I know him as.
Watch this. I think of a number, right?
Okay.
This is sometimes something we use to warm up the crowds before we pull them. Think of a number between 50 and 100. Don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
Between 50 and 100. Okay?
Okay.
It has to be an even number.
It has to be an even number.
Now watch this. It can't be the same digits, like 88. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Okay, then each number has to be even. Each digit has to be even. But it can't be a double number, like 88.
Okay.
Okay, you're thinking of 68.
No, not really, but... You
know what number are you thinking of?
64.
No, you did it wrong.
I did it
wrong? It's 68. Okay.
Okay, so 60. All right. You know what? Now, yeah, for the sake of, let's just... I'm not sure what kind of trick that was.
I guessed your number. 68. You said 64. You were wrong, but that's okay. You make mistakes. It was 68, though.
Let me ask you something, McQueen. Would you like to maybe promote a few things? Would you like to plug a few things with me here?
I would like to promote a few things, but would I like to what?
Would you like to plug a few things?
What does that mean? Plugs, give me plugs, Breaking Bad, a check. Plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, plugs, plugs. Give me plugs, give me plugs, Breaking Bad, a check. Plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, plugs, plugs.
Oh, Breaking Badachek's plugs.
Hey, that dame, that's a sexy dame.
What's sexy?
Wow. Who was that?
That was just Emily, I believe her name
is. Give me the plugs. Give me the plugs. Woo, woo, woo.
That's not how the song goes at all.
She was like a sexy broad there. Holy schmoly.
What are you from, like 1932?
How did you know that? Wow. I didn't give you my bio. Those people in publicity, I'm going to get my hands on them. Give me plugs. Give me the plugs.
Like...
Give me the plugs. Give me the Darren's plugs.
No, that's not...
Pluggings.
It's you're plugging something, but
Plural, tell me something I don't know.
But if it's plural... You know what? Okay. McQueen, where can people get to know your super weird...
MarvelComics.com.
MarvelComics.com.
I can't believe I got that domain. And you can go there and find out some things about Marvel Comics. We have a gift for you. We have a gift for Darren Badencheek. And we just for you,
just
we put
keep
a link.
Getting it more wrong. You just keep getting it worse and worse.
This is not worse.
Darren,
this is going to help you.
Badencheek.
We put a link to your show. On our website.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who does that? Nobody is the answer.
I don't know if anybody's going
to
see it.
We have a promotion we'd like to promote on this promotion. Two new things.
Two new things.
One is a character. His name is Man of Spiders.
Man of Spiders.
He's a new character.
Okay. What?
He's covered in spiders!
He's covered in spiders. Real fast, not even going into the similarities...
Of?
Well, of the Marvel comic
Listen,
book character Spider-Man.
Listen, stop comparing us to Marvel. They're a fledgling company.
I disagree.
Thank you, go ahead.
All right, let's just go with it. Man of Spiders.
And there's a song. Man of Spiders, beyond all understanding, he is covered... With spiders, Man of Spiders, beyond all understanding, he is covered in spiders. Done.
That's his theme song.
Well, right now, it's in.
I noticed that as
they gotta massage it a little
bit. As this interview has gone on, I have increasingly raised my voice. I don't know if you know that to try to keep pace with you.
Yelling, it's a wonderful pastime.
No, but this is all right.
There were two rangers outside the car. What's that security?
I see that. It's security.
What's going
or
on?
Something. They don't...
I never saw a ranger in a parking lot.
Yeah, it happens.
An empty one at that. Why are the windows fogged up? Man of spiders.
He's covered in spiders. Okay. Now, that sounds just, like, terrible. He's just got spiders all over him. That's just horrible. I don't understand how that's...
Well, he draws them onto him.
Oh, like he could control them.
Well, of course he does.
Well, so what is he, like, he entices them, like...
No, he draws them on with a charcoal pencil.
He literally draws
spiders
on his body.
He's coveting them. And he goes up to people and he goes, look, I'm coming to spiders. And they go, ah! And they scream and everybody laughs later.
Okay, so his superpower is he's a jerk.
Not at all. He gives a lot of money away.
He gives money away?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the superhero persona?
It does. That's what spiders do.
They give money away?
They give away their valuables when they spin their webs and their yarn.
I'm not entirely sure about that.
Look it up.
I will.
Wee-wee-wee-pedia, what is it called?
You mean Wikipedia?
I think that
you transposed dictionary.com and Wikipedia.
I went to school with Webster Emanuel Lewis.
Webster Emanuel Lewis?
Oh, well, he wrote the dictionary. It's what's called today the dictionary. That's where Emanuel Lewis got the show Webster. It's a little known trade secret.
That's
my other promotion.
That's definitely a little... That's a promotion?
Yes, I have made it my life's mission to expose Webster for what he is.
So you're...
That dictionary, as people call it, is really a book of opinions on what words mean.
It's not an opinion on what...
You see, he's got you fooled, too.
No, he does. Nobody's got me fooled.
It's a damn shame, Darren.
There's no conspiracy behind the dictionary.
Exactly. Oh. That's what he would have you think.
Well, he would have me think the truth.
Like, let's give you an example. Like, pick a word.
Ugly.
Ugly. What does ugly mean? Unattractive, right?
Yes it does. Unattractive. On
something that causes man to look away. Okay, man meaning mankind, right? To look away at something not very pretty at all. That's not what ugly means.
It's not what ugly
actually means. Ugly means very enticing, very attractive. I want to look at it all day long.
So why would they put the opposite thing? Is it like the Iceland thing?
Let me clarify. It's not day. It's Webster. Here's what happened to Webby. We were in school.
Webby, okay.
This really, really ugly girl, which means very beautiful, was ignoring him because he picked his nose. It's disgusting. So she said, hey, don't do that. And he said, hey, go out with me. I'll put it in my eyebrow for later. Don't worry. I won't
do it
for you. I know. Disgusting.
That
I know,
is
right?
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
I promise horrible. I'll hold your hand. There won't be any snot on there. I'll put it in my eyebrow for later. And she turned him down, so he said, you know what? You're ugly. And she goes, I know I'm ugly.
So
the most beautiful thing. So he went into his little book of wonders, right?
Uh-huh.
Call the dictionary now. Then it was called Webby's Freaky Journal. And he wrote, ugly now means unattractive. And people fell for it.
That's what a mess.
Because her name is Ugly.
Okay.
Ugly Wilkinson.
Ugly Wilkinson.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Ugly Wilkinson.
Any other words?
One
more word for the listeners.
Right, one more word. Any word?
Any word, I'll tell you the true meaning.
Any word I could
Because I know how Webby thinks.
Any word I could possibly think of.
Yes.
Stick.
Stick. Stick has a couple of meanings.
All
right. Pick one of the definitions
that
Webby proposes.
Okay, like a branch that falls to the ground, and then it's a stick, a piece of wood.
Now, that's a common misconception of what a stick is. A stick is actually, you ready for this?
I don't think so.
Jewelry!
Jewelry?
Yes! Diamond rings, diamond necklaces, diamond bracelets, diamond anklets!
All right, the hard consonants are starting to destroy my eardrums. I don't know if you know that.
Very sorry.
I don't know how you did that, but that was starting to hurt every time you said diamond.
It's not diamond. It's diamond.
Yeah, I guess, please don't do that, because that's horrible. I don't know. Diamond. I don't know how you did that.
Why do you have to yell?
Jesus.
That's what stick means. Valuable jewelry.
Valuable jewelry.
And what did he? He had to make it a negative thing. Oh, it's a thing that falls on the floor. You step on it. You break it. You whittle it.
What did he have against diamonds?
Nothing. He has something against sticks.
Okay.
So we had to demean it by calling it a little dead little branch, a little tree.
A little thing like that.
Well, not a little thing, but a little tree. A
little tree. Okay.
Piece of a tree.
All right.
I have an event coming up.
Okay, you have an event.
It's the paddle construction party. You
panel
get to come. We allow 10 people at a time, 10 people for 30 seconds at a clip. The 30-second bits.
30 seconds
You can actually
at a clip.
See the construction of a panel being constructed.
You can actually see the way you do your ridiculously convoluted comics.
I wouldn't say ridiculously convoluted. We have a process.
A process.
Absolutely.
I know there's a process, but all right. You know,
here's what we do, Darren. We get a piece of paper. We sketch out what the thing's going to look like. We act it out. And then that way they
act it out?
Yes. We punch people in the face so people know how to draw it. And then we draw it on a small piece of paper, like 8x10. And then we take that and we paint it on a panel. So we show from soup to nuts to a snack to a cup of coffee.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's the process. All about the process.
It's all about the process.
Hey, 25 people can't be wrong.
That's how. Wow.
Okay.
Well, you know.
And that is coming up very soon. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. You know, the date is like TBD here.
TBA. I have no idea when we're doing that. We're very busy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you need 23 hours a day, and then you got to do your.
It's gonna be right there in the lot. All right. In so, what's the next thing?
The next thing. All right.
Don't miss it.
All right. You know, you can follow me on Twitter.
Who?
At Derek Badachek.
Why do I have to follow you? We're right here.
No, not you. I'm talking to the listeners right now. This is called plugs. You know, the
follow
the
you on the Twitter. What?
The on the Twitter machine.
Twitter. Hey, take it easy.
That's what are you looking over your shoulder for?
I'm a little scared.
A little scared of what?
You're talking about Twitters. What is that? You know what the word means, right?
Well, all right, what does Twitter actually mean?
Angry, angry Falcons.
Angry Falcons.
They call Twitters. Don't right. mess with them.
I will never mess
They'll
with Twitter.
They'll tear your clothes off.
Is that all they tear off?
I don't want to know. They give them to the bums, I think.
All right, what?
They're in cahoots.
Oh, the bums that work in the bathroom.
I don't want to have to follow anybody on Twitter.
Right there.
I'm very emotional about that. I lost a good friend from a Twitter.
That's, well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's all right. Okay. I didn't mean. Anyway, follow me. Follow me on that thing I told you to follow me on. At Derek Padachek. On, watch this on YouTube. Comment on it. Like, subscribe to my videos. Also, add to your favorites. Also, you can get in touch with me through the show, DerekBadachek@gmail.com, and also on Facebook. The Book of Many Faces.
You can share that on the Book of Faces?
Yeah, you can share that on the Book of Faces, I think.
So let me get this straight. You got Twitter, you got the Book of Faces, you got the yourself on the tube there, the boob tube.
The boob tube.
And then you have your, what else you got going on there? The website? Is that what it's called?
Yes, we are launching a website.
Man of Spiders. You will see him there.
You will see Man of Spiders on my website?
He has a site with many webs on them.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because he puts the webs in front of his eyes and now he has website. Man of Spiders.
I think that joke was made when they invented the internet.
I was there. That's why I use it.
You were there when they invented it?
Yes, I was on the panels there for that thing.
I could just tell you have a phone modem. Like, you still have that, don't you?
A phone modem? What else is there?
What?
What do you mean? What are you, from the future?
No, the fact that you called 8-track the latest technology and you paint your comics on panels.
Well, I was tied to a panel.
You were tied to a panel?
Yeah, they traced me because they want to make it look 3D. So I said, I'll do it.
They traced you to make it look 3D.
Yeah, I went on there. I took a pose. They traced me and I got off. And I said, oh, my God, look at this. McQueen is on the panel.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, I'm over here.
Oh, McQueen, this has certainly been the most interesting episode of Breaking Bad.
Thank you
so
very
far.
Much. About who?
Breaking Bad Attract.
Yes.
Yeah. This has definitely been an interesting episode. Thank you for coming on. You know what? You made a believer out of me.
Yay! I think that
I'm going to check out your comic books, if you want to call them that.
And I will tell people that I spoke with Damian Manifold.
Oh,
and we did a great show together. We had a good time. And that's that.
All right. Well, like I said... This has been an interesting edition of Breaking Bad a Check.
Yes.
All right, so...
Stay tuned for the new episodes of the Marvel comic episodes with new jokes written in the comic books.
New jokes written in the comic books. Okay. You guys have a joke writing department? Is that what...
No, we outsource.
You outsource?
Oh, we've used people like George Carlin, Richard Pryor. Like I said, I'm very well connected in the Hollywood industry.
Well, that's great. But
like Harrison Ford, Sylvester Stallone. I put them in the movies, you know.
You put them in the movies?
Yes, it was a very early showing.
What do you mean it was an early showing of the movie you put them in?
Yes. It's playing at the AMC. What? I put them in there. It was this morning.
You mean you put them in the movie theater?
They're in there now.
But you give them a
They're
ride?
They're watching The Little Mermaid Part 3.
They made a Part 3 of that?
Yes. Well, they made a Part 3 to have a reason to make a Part 2. Because people are going to say, wait, I don't remember Part 2. Oh, we got to make it then.
All right.
It's called leveraging, negotiation.
Leveraging, negotiation.
Yes.
All right.
So we used George Carlin before he died, of course.
Yeah.
We used Richard Pryor after he died.
After he died.
Well, we've used very many, many comics. Very funny.
Okay.
We've used Scott Aukerman. His jokes weren't that great.
I'm just repeatedly bashing Scott Aukerman.
I'm not bashing him. He's bashing himself.
Is he?
I'm reporting on the issue. I'm the Connie Chung of the comic book industry.
Connie Chung?
Yes, I report the news. I'm the Jane Pauley of the comic book industry. I report the news. I'm the Jack Cafferty of the comic book industry. I report the news. I'm the Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, everybody that does the news.
Stop,
that's me.
Naming news guys.
I can't
Once again,
help it.
Breaking Bad and Chick owes an apology to Scott Aukerman.
Sue Simmons, live Stop. And live.
Once again.
Said Walter Cronkite.
All right, we'll see you next time. We're making moves.
Goodbye!